Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Our next session is with Teresa Lydia Crafts, and here to tell us about that is Teresa. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, so I'm Teresa Hodge, and I've always been into crafts. Many years ago, you know, knitting was my primary craft, and latchhook kind of rug making, you know, did that years ago, dropped it for a long time, and then decided only a few years ago to take everything back up, and I decided I was missing my creativity, and I always enjoyed it, so I started doing it again. And actually, again, a lot of my things that I make are actually hand knitted. I do basically either plain knits or kind of what people would know as a ribbed pattern, or even like a what feels like a moss stitch. I do things that have nice kind of textures. Basically, everything I do is I'm into different like textures. I've developed a number of other crafts, which I'll talk about in a minute. But I started knitting, and I'm thinking, actually, I just like making things. And ironically, I don't make a lot of things for myself. Everything I do really is for other people, and that's what I like doing. So most of what I've knitted is various different scarves of different lengths. And I am going to, I will describe everything that I've got that I show. I have various different types of scarves. So some of them are kind of very wide, quite wide scarves. Like I'm showing a yellow scarf at the moment, and that's quite wide, and it's a sort of quite wide and quite long. So it could be either draped around the shoulders or over your shoulder and around your neck, and then, or it could be actually halved to make a double thickness, so being extra warm. And I've got lots of different versions of those. And they are describing some. They're all a plain. These ones are a plain knit, basically. So plain colours. I've got a cream and I've got a yellow, and then two other ones I've got on this hanger is I have a pink and white. It's got various different shades of pink and white, and then that one's just various different shades of pink, and then another one I've got here is a blue and white, and particularly the blue and white, and certainly the pink as well. Essentially, it's basically yarn that has the two colours kind of mixed in, so you get a stretch of blue and then a stretch of white, and it looks like a really kind of nice pattern, and it is, but actually it's just how the knitting comes out, how the wool is has been arranged. So it just comes out as a very nice, almost stripy. I'm turning it around actually. So it comes out almost as a stripy pattern. So I've got those are one kind of scarf, the type of scarves that I make. Then I've got some much more chunky scarves, which are various ribbed patterns, and they are some various different lengths. And again, I've got an Etsy shop, I should say, which is called, if you go to Etsy, it's Teresa Lydia Crafts. And on my Etsy shop, I always try to describe everything as fully as I can. So I'll describe the type of yarn that it's made from. A lot of my things are made from acrylic yarns. So I'll describe that. But if it's anything different, I'll describe that as well, because I know people prefer different things. So, and that's fine. And I would also describe the different measurements in inches and centimetres, so that people, you know what sort of thing they're buying. And I'll kind of also describe whether it's a narrow scarf or whether it's wide. So again, some of these ones I'm displaying at the moment are various, again, different lengths. They're all ribbed patterns. I've got a plain bright pink one here, another cream. And they're quite narrow, but actually because they're ribbed, they're quite a wide rib. They also kind of stretch out in width, so they're a bit stretchy. So I've got pink, I've got cream, I've got a sort of black, a foresty green, and then I've also got another one of the pink and the different shades of pink that I showed earlier on. I've got that as well. So again, that's a selection of that's what I've got at the moment. Actually, I've got some more. I've been very busy over a long time. So yeah, and then I've got also some of the scarves I do are kind of double. I actually make them as double thickness, so they're so that they'd be kind of even warmer to wear. That's my scarves. So there's hopefully a good selection there. Please feel free to ask. And if you order anything from me, just ask. And if you just want to know, you're searching around and you want to know if I've got anything different from what's there, please just ask. And that's absolutely fine. So I also do a lot of sewing. That's a more recent development in the last, again, couple of years, actually. It all happened about the same time. And I make different kinds of bags. So I've got various small just cotton tote bags, which are made of cotton fabrics. They're about probably a little bit bigger than A4 size. So about 16 inches long. Hope I've got that measurement. Yeah, by about sort of 12 inches, 13 inches wide. And they're just basic cotton with cotton fabrics with different designs. And with all the ones I've got at the moment have quite long handles, but I can do them with shorter handles as well. And then I've got another selection, which are lined tote bags. And I'm actually going to show, a few of those. So the lined ones are, they're made from a cream, the ones I'm doing at the moment, they are a cream upholstery fabric, and then they have different linings on the inside. So some of them are like a floral design. I've got a couple that are actually a bright pink on the inside. And I've also got one that's, it's got like a faux leather lining, and it's very silver. It's got very silvery lining, so it's a bit different as well. And again, these ones have got quite, I wouldn't say short hand, sort of medium-y length handle, so they would kind of go over the shoulder. And I kind of think these are bigger than the other cotton ones I talked about, and will probably be either good as shopping bag, reusable shopping bags. Or somebody actually said to me, I think it's my husband actually said, these ones might be quite good as a beach bag, which is a different, something I haven't particularly considered when I made them. I make lots of things that I like making, I think other people will like as well. My other area is latch hook, which I've been into that for years. And two of the things that I've made my latch hooks into cushion covers. So this one here is a about 14 centimeter square, and it's blue. It's got blues and yellow, got a lot of blue, a lot of yellow. It's a bit of an abstracty design. I quite like just doing what I feel, and, you know, creating my own patterns, really. So, so this one is blue, lots of blues, yellows, greens, and some brown. And then on the back of it, what I've done is I've made the cushion cover with the latrip on the front, and then on the back is just a green cotton fabric. And then another one, which is, I'm aware for anyone that might be watching the video, I'm hoping the lights are okay in this room, because today started off as a very, very wet day down here in Hastings, and it's now, well, it was bright sunshine, so I've had to actually close the blinds. So this one is, it's got quite a lot of some vintagey colours in, so kind of greens, beige, browns, that type of thing. And again, the latch hook is on the front of the cushion cover, with a pink backing. So then the final, I've been pressing buttons on my keyboard accidentally. The other area, talking about knitting, is, again, I've started doing some knitted cushion covers, which are like a moss stitch design. And I also make hand-knitted face cloths and dishcloths, but they're 100% cotton. So anybody that's into kind of environmentally friendly sort of things, might be, you know, and reusable, that might appeal to. So I've got some quite small ones, which I've got packaged together with some lovely decorative string around them, but, you know, that would be good as a gift. And they are very small quite small, and would be probably suitable for, like, instead of using removable makeup pads, that type of thing. And obviously they can be washed and used over and over again. And then I've got some slightly larger ones, which are more like a small flannel size, and then some even bigger ones, which are either kind of a large flannel or dishcloth size. So I just found the really small one, the small one I was just talking about. I think it measures around memory, I'd have to look it up, but about kind of 5 inches long by, no, 5 inches square by, sorry, 5 inch by 7 inch long. It's quite hard to measure this because it's knit, because it's so kind of quite stretchy. So then my other area is of crafts that I do is that I make, I've been making coasters. So I've got a range of coasters here, which say different phrases on them. They've got, the ones I've got here are, say, believe in yourself, enjoy the little things. I'm hoping I'm going to hold them up in the right order, actually. The first one was darling, you are fabulous. Next one is enjoy the little things. And I've got believe in yourself and relax, chill and unwind. So these ones they're on a cork-backed, MDF cork-backed coaster with the design is pink, basically. It's a pink coaster. Round it's pink, the main thing is pink, and then the text in the middle of the wording is white, and I can do those in different colours. So I've got a range of different colours available, and again, these are on my Etsy shop. Everything I'm describing is on my Etsy shop, so you can go and find it and choose what colour that you want. I am going to be developing, in fact I have actually done one so far, and we'll be developing more. It's doing personalized coasters where actually if you've got a particular quote or a phrase that I could actually print onto them. So the coasters are done using something called, it's best described as sublimation, if anybody knows what that means, where actually you print a design and then heat press it onto a particular product, and it can only be certain product, and then the ink kind of infuses in, so that into the product itself, so it infuses into the coaster, so that it's there kind of permanently, it doesn't fade or anything over time. Another, I am going to be developing doing the same, you know, similar things on mugs as well. And on mugs, it could either be done as printed, so obviously if anybody wants to buy that, or if anyone you know is sighted and can see the printed wording, that's fine. But obviously we all use things like that. I'm not saying that very well. But the other way I can do that is actually to, on mugs, I can do that in the design or the wording in vinyl. So actually the text is raised, and therefore, you know, if you want to buy that for, wanted to buy something for a visually impaired person who actually needed to be able to feel the text, that can be done as well. So that's just two slightly different ways of doing it. I can also do other personalised things, either in using the sublimation or vinyl. So if it's sublimation, it has to be on anything that's the higher polyester count, in the material. So best is 100% polyester on things like tea towels or makeup bags, pencil cases, that type of thing, you know, anything that's kind of fabric, or even, you know, even t-shirts, or I haven't actually gone into particularly doing that yet, but it's, you know, that's the type of thing. It has to be a polyester material. And but whereas the vinyl, anything that's printed on vinyl can actually be on any kind of product. And one of the things I'm thinking around doing with vinyl, I haven't actually started doing it yet, but it's perfectly possible, is to do so personalized, so things like bottles, so you know, we've got things like your bottles of products like shampoo and body lotion and stuff like that. How often do us as visually impaired people not know which is which? So I can actually provide pump bottles, or just the flip top bottles, with the actual text in vinyl. You know, if you wanted something like a particular labeled bottles with shampoo, body lotion, hand gel, or whatever, I can do those. And basically, it's the vinyl is stuck on and left for a time, so that it can actually, you know, it's no problem with getting it wet. That's not an issue, and you could then just use basically use a funnel to fill the bottle with whatever your, you know, favorite or whatever your product is. And I think sometimes having smaller containers when we want to take things away when we're traveling, sometimes we you know, if we're away from home and things aren't in our normal places, we might not always know where things are or what things are. So I've just kind of thought that actually that might be an interesting idea to do. And again, kind of spray bottles of kind of cleaning products. I know that a lot of people do that sort of thing. What I plan to do when I do personalised items like that is to actually use fonts that are very plain. So like an Arial font or a serif font, so that they're easy to feel the raised lettering. Whereas I know a lot of other people supply those personalized items on things like Etsy and other similar types of sites, but people think that everybody wants nice swirly fonts. I know the coasters I showed you earlier on, they were a very, you know, swirly font, so not the best, you know, if somebody's struggling to read that type of thing. But with the more personalised items, Some of the pre-printed stuff, obviously, I will always look for things that are plain fonts, but some of the designs that I can do are, you know, certainly different from that. But if you want anything personalized, I will always choose fonts that are easy to read, and I can always, you know, send obviously for anybody that's got sight or somebody sighted around, I can send an example. And I could actually try and make up some, maybe even almost little sample packs. I wondered about that actually, is doing little samples of, so if somebody wanted to see how something was gonna, you know, what it was gonna be, what it was good, would feel like or whatever. I could do this even with knitted stuff, is to actually do a little sample swatch of the type of thing that I would be using or the pattern, you know, so that if somebody wasn't sure what that actually would feel like or look like, I could do that. I think I'm going to leave it there and say, yeah, if you want to look at my Etsy shop, it's go to Etsy.com and look for Teresa Lydia Crafts. I have also got a Teresa Lydia Crafts Facebook page, so anybody's welcome to go and visit that. My contact details, my email address is hello@Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, crafts.co.uk. And my phone number is 07967 622405. And I think I'm going to leave it there.